Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Truth telling, you know, all of the things that come from, you know, an expectation of you say you're going to provide me one thing, I receive that thing. You know, somebody says they're going to buy Drew's couch, they give him the money to buy the couch. Not dishonesty. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe it this weekend. And I've seen it talked about elsewhere. This weekend, Red Zone aired commercials. And unless I have been mishearing it this whole time, I thought every single week when Scott Hansen shows up on the Screen Gold, doesn't he say one very specific thing? Doesn't he say something just right away for the whole audience? Isn't it this?
7 hours of commercial-free football start now.
7 hours of commercial-free football starts now. They're lying. They lied to us. I pay extra money for this channel. They say it's commercial-free football for 7 consecutive hours. Mm-hmm. And I was fed multiple commercials. And not just commercials on the side-by-side in which I cannot really see the game, but also the audio of the commercial. Not even just like something on the bottom of the screen. They're lying to us now. This is false advertisement. I think we should sue Red Zone. I think we should sue Red Zone for lying to us for false advertisement.
You,
7 hours of commercial-free football starts now is no longer true.
You've been waiting for this moment because I recall you used to trash Red Zone to begin with.
I said it was never really...
You don't like Red Zone. You're not even a real Red Zone watcher.
But if I'm
a real one. No,
I don't want commercials.
You aren't even a real Red Zone viewer.
I was watching it on Sunday.
In years and years I've been watching it, and for years you've been dismissing it, saying it's too much going on and there's too many games to track and your mind couldn't handle it is what you said at one point in time.
I said it hurts my brain sometimes.
yeah.
But only worse if I got to listen to an Applebee's commercial in the middle of it. Mm-hmm. They promised me 7 hours commercial free.
7 hours of commercial free football start now.
Not 7 hours of commercial free football. There were commercials.
There were 4 commercials. So, okay. We're talking about 2 minutes. Wow. I could still see the game. I'll live. I'll be okay.
You're accepting this?
Yes.
You're just accepting of commercials?
Mm.
He said, that's the tagline of the show.
Well, he needs to change the tagline, maybe.
7 hours of commercial-free football starts now. It's not true. It's no longer true. It is a factually inaccurate statement, and I guess that was part of its appeal. Like, you say you're a true red zoner.
Mm-hmm.
The point of red zone is that you can sit on, you can sit your ass on the couch starting at noon on a Sunday, and you know all you're going to get is football game, red zone, football game, touchdown,
love
field goal,
it.
Touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's touchdown, field goal, Applebee's, come get them, you know, come get some ribs.
But I still have the game. I could still see the game for 30 seconds.
Can't hear it.
I could still see the game. I'm good. It's not like, do I prefer not having it? Sure, but... I know Barstool put out a whole article and went nuts about it as well. Theirs was more satire-ish as well. But,
somebody says, you already know a lawyer who can handle this. Perfect football puns right in their back pocket.
The only way I'll agree with you is if all of a sudden they go full-screen commercials and we actually are missing the games. Then I'm with you. If they go full screen with audio and we miss the games, then I'm with you.
I'm
little small box over here with some audio while I can still see Joe Burrow throwing a pick six, then I'm good. Then I'm good.
I'm just telling you. If they're already doing the half screen, they're pretty close to stuffing a 30-minute commercial down your face.
Or they go to a bigger box, that's the commercial, and they go to the smaller box, that's the...
If this were just a regular channel, let's just say, like, NBC ran a red zone channel, and this was just, like, under normal thing, and I could get it on the rabbit ears, I respect the commercials. Mm-hmm. When I pay YouTube TV additional money for Red Zone for a service that they advertise as being commercial-free for 7 hours and then do not provide me a commercial-free experience. So, like, for instance, I pay for premium Spotify, right? Because I don't want commercials while I'm listening to the music. If all of a sudden they were like, hey, but just sometimes we're going to give you commercial, like, no, that's not the deal we agreed to. I gave you money for Spotify Premium, so I do not have to consume those commercials. Same with Hulu or Netflix or any of the other services. You pay for a commercial-free experience. Mm. I don't care if they're just trying to sneak it in on the slide. Like, look, there's still kind of football on. Oopsie, whoopsie, commercial. No.
So you think
you're already doing that enough. This is supposed to be commercial-free. They've ruined an entity that once was pure.
So you think Red Zone could have like
you think
a
it's ruined.
Pay
you
for...
think it's ruined.
So you think Red Zone could eventually have a two option where, hey, we're going to have some ads in there or
maybe that does happen, yeah.
Somebody pointed out, because of all the Applebee's bankruptcy stuff, there's only one... Do you know there's only one Applebee's open in the entire city?
Yeah.
It's not kidding, 3 minutes from my
you
house.
You ever go?
It's super... No, I haven't been there since high school.
The actual description of NFL Red Zone on their thing to buy it, Scott Hanson kicks off your Sunday with 7 hours of live football featuring up to 8 games at once with the Octobox.
How much
doesn't
you want to say?
It doesn't say commercial. He needs to stop saying it.
Apparently,
but it doesn't say it on their actual like spiel for the station.
Well, someone said coming soon, Red Zone Plus Plus. That's actually commercial free.
Apparently, he introed the show though on Sunday, not saying commercial free, and then moments later said commercial free.
He knew he was going to get eaten alive, and then he got back into his old habits of like, what are the things I say on Red Zone? And what I tell the people is that it is commercial-free football.
Why are people mad at Scott Hanson? Why are they mad at him?
They're calling him a liar and everything.
They're
like
mad
that?
At him.
He's the figurehead of this dishonesty. That's all. It's not. Is it his fault? Do I think Scott Hanson was the guy that said, let's get in some commercials, he can get a pay raise because it was a commercial? No, but he's the figurehead of the crime. You know?
Scott Hanson tweeted out, thanks for watching NFL Red Zone Week 15. Favorite part of the show today? And you can imagine what his replies were like. Someone said, the two commercials, you snuck in on us. Someone else says that Verizon commercial that ran for almost 30 seconds. I actually think it was two commercials. So you're right. It's actually, 6 hours and 59 minutes of commercial-free football. He should actually be a smart ass and say that.
That would
start.
Be funny.
Oh, it'd be great. On Sunday, when he does, he should be...
Six hours
and 59 minutes of commercial-free football starts now.
Or start the broadcast a minute early, and then you can say seven
I hope
hours
he does. I hope
free.
He does that. It'd be great. You'd have to laugh if he does that.
Some of it is like my fear of exactly what they're talking about. If I don't think Red Zone Plus is coming, I'm a fool. Then you really can get back to your commercial. Because, like, which ones? Do you pay for the commercial-free on any service?
No.
Do you pay? So you watch commercials on Netflix?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not paying extra.
Oh, I pay the extra.
Same. And Hulu, too.
Oh, really?
And Spotify.
Yeah, I'm not paying extra.
It is a buzzkill. When you're watching a movie and it's at the climax, all of a sudden, 2 minutes of ads.
I was watching
episode two of the 3-part Aaron Rodgers Netflix doc. I was watching that last night. And there were ads playing in the middle of it. It's fun.
Are there targeted ads towards what the documentary is about?
I didn't pay attention.
Okay. They're trying to offer you, you know.
I looked at my phone once. The commercial said I had 75 seconds of five ads, and I quickly went on my phone for 75 seconds.
I like the commercial-free experience. Maybe that's what it is. You're less bothered by the commercials.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.